Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 185. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration, positivity, for you. On this episode, I am talking about getting the most out of my month-long Shudder subscription. I'm also talking about getting prepared for season 4 of one of my favorite shows, For All Mankind. Other than that, my week has been pretty all over the place. So I'm going to be talking about my week personally, my mental health, over the week, all of that kind of stuff. And of course, as always, at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. Because it's got to be a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy. I signed up for Shudder to watch and review When Evil Lurks. Great horror movie. Talked about it last week. But since I have a month of Shudder, I want to get the most out of my subscription. And there was a bunch of Nicolas Cage movies on Shudder that I want to see, including Mandy, which I've seen, but I wanted to revisit. It's been a movie that I've wanted to rewatch. The director of Mandy, Panos Cosmatos or something like that. He's got a great name. He did a segment on the Cabinet of Curiosities by Guillermo del Toro, Cabinets of Curiosities, the anthology show on Netflix, which is great. He directed Panos Cosmatos, I think his name is, directed one of my favorite. I don't remember if it was my favorite. I did a top five of that anthology series. Where I ranked each one, my top five anyway, and visually, he's got an amazing style, an amazing visual style. In Mandy, you see that. And my first watch of Mandy when it came out, obviously a lot of people liked it, so watched it. I wasn't the biggest fan of Mandy. I didn't really get it. But in this rewatch, whew, it is amazing. It is an amazing kind of like part home invasion story, part cult movie, part revenge movie. But with such a gorgeous visual style. Like, it is amazing. So, I wanted to rewatch Mandy, which is epic. One of my favorite. And then there were some other crazy Nicolas Cage movies on there. There's one where he's a dad, and it's like an alien invasion kind of a movie. Then there's another one where he goes into a ghost realm and has to save somebody in a ghost realm. It's way over the top, surreal kind of B-movie. So I was watching a bunch of Nicolas Cage movies. And like, just so happens, I'm like up. One of the things about this week is that I've been staying up till like 4 in the morning. Way more than I ever have since probably my 20s. I am staying up so late, so often. I don't know why. Which is screwed up. I'm all out of whack. But it's like 3:30 in the morning, and for some reason, I decide to check my email. And just so happened, I got an email at like 3 in the morning from a publicist, from somebody offering me a opportunity to watch a Nicolas Cage, new Nicolas Cage movie called Butcher's Crossing, offering me a screener to watch it and obviously review it, which I reviewed on Monday. Monday's episode this week was Butcher's Crossing. And of course, this second time that's happened, I love it. I love it. I hope it happens more. Anytime I get an opportunity to watch a movie that's new or it feels good. You know, kind of like, people notice what I'm doing, apparently. And reach out and want to hear my thoughts on this thing that that they got hired to promote or whatever it is. I don't know who contacted me. It was crazy coincidence. So, and Butcher's Crossing was awesome as well. But yeah, watching a bunch of Nicolas Cage movies, watch some other movies on Shudder. Like there's, another revenge film, that I think is just called Revenge, which is pretty brutal. It's a genre I like. I like a revenge film. Definitely. Which, you know, after watching, I mean, Mandy, definitely a revenge film. But the Bourne, the second Bourne movie, the Bourne Supremacy, I think, a revenge film. I think that was my favorite, the second Bourne movie, one of my favorites. I don't know if I did a ranking of them, so you have to check it out and see where that ended up. But that's a great movie. Anyway, let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine owning a piece of art that not only is visually striking, but also exclusive. Dive deep into the world of The Many Faces, a series that's now available as high-quality, limited-edition prints. Each piece captures the essence of abstract and surreal beauty, making it a perfect conversation starter for your space. What makes these prints even more special? They're all hand-signed and numbered by the artist, me, adding that personal touch of authenticity. And the best part, you don't need to break the bank to own one. Starting at just $5 for a 4x6, the sizes and prices scale up, giving you options to suit your space and budget. Art collectors, enthusiasts, or anyone who loves unique pieces, this is your chance. Elevate your walls and own a piece of limited edition artistry. Head over to inspireddisorder.com and secure your exclusive print today. Now let's get back to the show. In addition to the Nicolas Cage movies, I've also been rewatching For All Mankind, which is an Apple TV Plus exclusive show, an alternate history sci-fi show where in this version of reality, the Russians beat the U.S. to the moon. And because of that, it became an ongoing competition between the U.S. and Russia. Later on, North Korea joins in. Private companies join in. But because of this accelerated competition, it means that technology progressed faster. Cell phones, video calling, electric cars started happening in the 80s and the 90s. And also socially, things became, because after the Russians beat the U.S. to the moon, Russians also put the first woman on the moon. So it's also like, what would happen if society got progressive faster? And each season is a new decade. So season one is the 70s, season two, 80s, three, 90s, and season four is going to be the 2000s. And it's already turning into like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica, right? It's because technology has progressed and it's all about space travel. It is basically a show that is showing you the prequel to this sci-fi soap opera. And then I'm assuming this next season, it's going to be a lot closer to like a Star Trek. There were a lot of like the beginnings of like the private company that is in the race to Mars redesigned everything around the captain, and what you got in the control room is something that is very similar to what you see in most sci-fi films, with like the big screen and people having their little stations with all of their screens. It's cool to see like what it would look like to see the evolution of technology into a sci-fi film. So I love that. But the best part of the show are the characters. It is kind of slow. It's a slow burn. But because it takes time to for you to get to know these characters, when characters sacrifice themselves or risk their lives to do things, it is so much more heroic. There is so much heroism in this show. And because it takes its time to, you get to know the characters, you get to see they're not perfect, but you see them trying to get, like, achieve goals and do these things, and they risk their lives, and it's like when they start doing it, it is so impactful. I love it. So I've been rewatching this. I'm, you know, burning through it. I'm not really paying that much attention. I've rewatched it every new season that comes out of the show. I rewatch before the new season starts. And Apple TV Plus releases new episodes weekly, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be months until that season four is over. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to watch episode to episode. I don't like watching TV like that. I prefer to binge TV shows. But, you know, I might end up just watching episode by episode. And then what I will probably do is do a complete recap again. But when it does, when season four of For All Mankind is over, I will do a review as I've done at the end of every season. But one of my favorite shows, I'm so excited to see where, like, I know we are going to be in the 2000s, early 2000s. It's also interesting to see what history stays the same and what history changes. Like, in this one, John Lennon, I don't think John Lennon ever was killed, but JFK was. Clinton ran for president in the 90s, but he lost to a woman who used to be in the space program that has a heroic moment. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see where all these characters go, how they continue to interweave, and to see where we're at in the 2000s, where I'm sure they have camps on Mars now, and they're starting to figure out going into deep space, right? I don't know what the next step would be, but I'm excited to see where they take it. As far as my painting goes with the many faces, you know, I'm back to painting, but I'm still not back 100% to my normal routine. I haven't been scanning the new work, which is something that I intended to be part of my routine on Fridays. Just, I don't know what it is. And this past Friday, I was like exhausted. I got like 3 hours of sleep. I was just so exhausted. Ended up taking a nap. It was like crazy. I'm just glad, even in my prep for this show, completely off. I'm not back to my routine. But at least I'm recording on a Sunday instead of on a Monday, which, there's an event next Sunday, so I don't know when I'm recording. I'm going to try and record on Saturday, but we'll see how that goes. But haven't been scanning the new work, which is fine. If somebody buys one, I just have to scan it when they buy it. And if somebody buys an original, I need to make sure I get it scanned before it sells. But at least I'm painting regularly again, and my streaming is working fine. I fixed that issue, so that's all normal. And I even forgot to bag the new artwork. I put them in plastic sleeves to protect the paintings, and just completely forgot to do that until this morning. So I'm still not 100% back on my routine with painting, but I'm getting there. I got all the video editing production done in my normal pace. So that was good. So small things. It's crazy how taking time off can throw you off your game. But also just personally, I've been everywhere. Like I said, staying up to like 4 a.m. so many times this week. Just crazy. Just exhausted. Took some naps yesterday. Just completely messing with my schedule. So I'm trying to get back into my regular sleep schedule, trying to get back into my normal work schedule, which is going to get thrown off again because of this event coming up at the end of, I mean, it, as this episode comes out tomorrow, Sunday morning in Indian Wells, I'm going to be doing the Love Local, which I'll talk about that in upcoming events. But so hopefully that doesn't throw me off too much, because I need to get back into autopilot where I can just get all of the normal stuff that I always get done, get all that stuff done without having to think about it. Just knowing it just gets, just get it done. And, you know, and we'll see. So, yeah, so it's been, you know, mental health kind of actually kind of felt pretty man. I'm sure that's probably why staying up late, just kind of feeling manic. But then also there were moments where I kind of felt balanced towards the end of the week. But then that was very short lived where I was just like, I don't know. Very, very up and down this whole week. I have been like, that's another thing. Getting back on schedule, getting back to my routines, hopefully will help me, help my mental health balance out as well. 'Cause Friday I was like super depressed. Not super depressed, but like, you know, I've just been up and down like crazy all week. And just exhausted. Not getting enough sleep. Not having the normal sleep schedule, and just because of everything, I'm not in autopilot yet. So many things are on my mind. I've just been all over the place this week. Let's take a short break from this episode. Hey, loyal listeners of The Ray Taylor Show. You know, it's one thing to tune in and engage with the content I passionately create for you, but what if I told you there's a way to wear your fandom? Introducing our exclusive line of merchandise inspired directly by the vibes and visuals of this very podcast. From stylish t-shirts that'll make you stand out in a crowd to our eco-friendly, biodegradable phone cases adorned with artwork inspired by the show, you can now carry a piece of The Ray Taylor Show wherever you go. Whether you're looking to make a fashion statement, protect your phone with some flair, or simply want to show off your love for the show, our merchandise has got you covered. Ready to rock our gear? Head over to inspireddisorder.com and get yours today. Wear the show, be the vibe. Now let's get back to the show. But I do, as I do at the end of every episode, I do want to talk about something that I am thankful for this week, which is, you know, sometimes it's a big thing, small thing, tangible thing, more of an idea. This week's more of an idea, but something I'm definitely thankful for. And what I'm thankful for this week is understanding. Just understanding, right? There's just been so many people who just aren't willing to accept or understand who I am or why I am the way I am, which is fine. Right? I'm not perfect by any means. I have flaws. Constantly trying to identify and work on my own flaws. I'm not trying to expect people to overlook whatever they consider to be a red flag. But there are aspects of my life that are different. Because I make a living painting, doing this show, creating content for brands, doing the user-generated content stuff, right? Like, I make things for a living, and I don't make a lot of money. I make enough to survive, and I watch a ton of movies. Like, I live a very specific way, and I'm 42. I don't have kids. I got a dog that's getting really old that I'm getting worried isn't going to, I don't know how long she's going to last. But I don't live a normal life. And there are expectations, it seems. A lot of people have expectations. 42-year-old living, doing what I do. They assume a level of success. Like, I don't know. Like, just being on dating apps and things like that, meeting new people. you get to see what people's assumptions are, and you get to see what people are willing to understand and accept, and what people aren't willing to understand and accept. And, you know, when people do have understanding for what I do, and how I do what I do, and kind of how I like to live and why my life is the way it is, I like that. You know, it's helpful. I try to be understanding as well. I try not to be judgmental about things. I try to be open. So, I don't know. And there's little things. Like, for me, communication, right? I like to have a buffer between me and everybody else. Like, I would hate for somebody to just show up unannounced, right? A pop-in? No. I don't answer my phone call. I don't use my phone. The phone aspect of my phone, I hate to use. I never use it. Nobody has my number. Very few people have my number. And if they use it to call, it's not going to be answered. I don't like answering. I don't like talking on the phone. I am somebody who texts. I am a texter through and through. You want to DM me, you want to text me, whatever. That's how I choose to communicate. It is the form of communication that I prefer remotely. And person to person, if I'm going to be talking to somebody, if I'm going to be seeing somebody, I'm going to talk in person. I hate video call. I've never tried video calling a few times in the past. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it more than talking on the phone. There's just too much pressure talking on the phone. I feel like I'm entertaining. I feel like I have to make sure there's no dead air. I feel like I'm like interviewing people or something. Right? Whereas like in person, it's like it's okay. I don't feel uncomfortable if there's dead air, if people aren't constantly talking. I'm a very simple guy. I'm an introvert. I'm a homebody. I live a very simple life. And having the control to not have to respond to somebody when they feel the need to take my time, because that's what a phone call is. I can't do anything else, right? Multitasking, bullshit, whatever. Whatever I try to do if I'm on a phone call with somebody is going to be done at a lesser quality than if I'm just doing the thing. And I prefer to be in the moment when I'm doing stuff. So if I'm watching a movie that I'm going to review, that is what I'm doing. And if somebody texts me, I can pause the movie, text them back. Texting allows time to where I get the message. If I'm busy, like recording an episode, I'll see it when I'm done. Right? If somebody calls right now, I'm not answering the phone. Right? Because I'm busy. But nobody should be calling me anyway. Nobody should be doing that. I get like traumatized. I've gotten too much information. The phone calls I've gotten in my life have like been to deliver horrible news. So I don't like the phone. I'm a texter. People have a problem with that. People have issues that I don't like to talk on the phone, right? So I appreciate the people that are understanding that I am a texter. I'm somebody that likes to communicate through text. I understand if some people don't like that. I am understanding of that as well. We are just not compatible. Because, you know, I try to do the phone call thing, but it never works. I just hate it. Like, I can do it here and there, but it's just, ultimately, I do not like to communicate over the phone. I don't like doing it. So it's just one small taste of my issues. But whatever. It is what it is. That's why this week I am thankful for understanding. It also can be like empathy, right? Empathetic, sympathetic. Those things are kind of related. But that's what I'm thankful for. Understanding. Upcoming events. Every Thursday, live painting on YouTube.com/inspireddisorder at 4:20 Pacific time. I paint live on YouTube, listening to a podcast, 7 paintings. Come watch, hang out, check it out. November 7th through January 27th. So starting this week, already started. If you go to the La Quinta Museum in La Quinta, California, I am part of the Desert Views exhibition, along with many other artists. Bunch of artwork. Go check it out. La Quinta Museum through January 27th. I'm also going to be participating tomorrow at Love Local. Tomorrow, November 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Indian Wells. I will be there selling my artwork, selling my prints. It will be my first live event back since spring. So come check all of that out. There'll be a bunch of other small businesses selling a bunch of other stuff. Should be a great event. You know, people are in town. Weather's nice. January 20th is the artist reception for the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum. So if you want to come and visit and meet all the artists, that is when that will be happening. But for all of my information, go to inspireddisorder.com/events for the details, maps, times, all that stuff. For all of my upcoming live and local events, inspireddisorder.com/events. Most importantly, I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all these episodes are available in video form. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.